Former Oasis singer Liam Gallagher has announced his intention to perform the band's 1994 album, Definitely Maybe, in full to mark its 30th anniversary. The album, which arrived on the 29th of August 1994, was Oasis' debut album, and subsequently became the fastest seller in the UK of all time. To mark 30 years since its release in 2024, Liam Gallagher plans to celebrate this milestone in a very special way. Taking to Twitter, Gallagher wrote, "As it's 30 years since DM was released NXT year, I'm gonna be playing the album from start to finish in its original order at a few biblical venues LGX. As it's 30 years since DM was released NXT year, I'm gonna be playing the album from start to finish in its original order at a few biblical venues LGX. Liam Gallagher, at Liam Gallagher, May 11, 2023. Buzzing for this, fans react to Gallagher announcement. Reacting to this news, fans were understandably delirious, with one music lover describing the news as fantastic. After one fan wrote, "That's fantastic news." Another added, "Will you play at Bonehead's Page Bank Holiday as a bonus track? Maybe one of the gigs will be on a bank holiday." Buzzing for this, "Will you play at Bonehead's Page Bank Holiday as a bonus track? Maybe one of the gigs will be on a bank holiday." Buzzing for this, Honeybee. James Passy, at Pastilio, May 11, 2023. "Still stand by my thoughts. This inquiry from the fan comes after Paul, Bonehead, Arthur's a former bandmate of Gallagher, criticized the selection of Oasis, Live Forever, as Radio X's Best of British for 2023. A track which also featured on, Definitely Maybe. According to Arthur's, the B-side track, Bonehead's Bank Holiday, should have received the nod. I still stand by my thoughts on that," Arthur's insisted. "It's a fix, right? I want Stewart's inquiry. There must be a sort of version of VAR in radio. It got me, because I love listening to the Best of British, Top 100, and it got me how many Oasis songs are in it. I genuinely love it, and it was getting to the top 10 and I thought, you know what? The winner's gonna be Bonehead's Bank Holiday. It really is." Elsewhere, Arthur stated that neither he nor Gallagher would accept a knighthood from the British monarchy if they were offered. More on this here.